This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 9th of August, and today might as well be Sean A. and Stevie Day. In fact, I want to tell you something. If you find something, pick it up and run with it. And if you don't believe me, check out the prices of gas this week at 517, 518. It is a mess out there, so I really will encourage you. In fact, let me look at it. It's we've got 510, 513, 517, and 518 are your options. So I encourage you to pick up something and run with it. Don't drive with it. Don't waste up your gas. Just run with it. It's these kinds of times where we have to start budgeting our little resources and decide what is the absolute priority and what isn't, right? We can decide that maybe there are some errands and tasks that we can complete in our own neighborhood where we can walk to the store or to the business instead of driving. We got to figure out how to pinch the pennies somehow. But of course, that song was in honor of Stevie and Sean A on their gold win and in honor of all the Bahamian athletes, whether they competed or not, but that they prepared themselves to perform. That's the most important thing. And I'm going to need somebody to message me, call me, and tell me where could I find a pair of flamingo Vigs. I want to say a shout out to all my art school teachers, all my art teachers in the public school. If you find a pair of flamingo Vigs, I'm going to need a pair, please. My life will not be complete until I could wear them. I am sure that's why she was running so fast. It's just a wonderful time to be a Bahamian. Whether their successes are actually our successes, right? Whether we could claim that. I am proud to be a Bahamian because they are also Bahamians. It ain't my win, but I'm proud because of them. Welcome to On the Clock. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. Before we get the show started, I have a brief message for you. The Real Property Tax Forgiveness Program continues. Bahamian property owners can now take advantage of waivers on their real property tax in one of two ways. One, bring your account to zero. Two, get a payment plan. This offer ends August 31st, 2021. For further information, email rptforgive@bahamas.gov.bs or call 242-225-5778. That's a toll-free number. And this message is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. Today is a What's in the News day. I really want to ask y'all, I want to hear from the audience, what do you think the PM is going to tell us tonight at his address. When I wrote this question, I wasn't sure because I was really paying attention to my WhatsApp. Will Parliament convene on Tuesday? But what will Parliament say? What will they do when they convene on Tuesday? Will they extend the state of emergency? Will they increase the restrictions? Will they not extend the emergency and entrench COVID protocols and restrictions in ordinary legislation? That's one of the things I want to talk about this morning. I'm giving you the numbers right now to call in or to text. Our call-in numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can also text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. And that's powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. So there's a lot in the news today and yesterday. In fact, yesterday, I almost got a new job. I saw a flyer that said that there was a parrot, a rare parrot, that was missing. And these people wanted to pay me $10,000 if I found the parrot. Now, the first thing I asked myself was, is this $10,000 Bahamian dollars? Because although the telephone number listed on the flyer had 242 in the front of it, I don't know if anybody can pay anybody $10,000 to find a bird. Well, the bird is supposed to be a family pet, and the bird disappeared. And as soon as I saw the ad, my Facebook was alit with people in their hunt, their search to go find this bird. Anyway, after about 3 minutes of staring in the bush by my house and getting no response, I decided to go online and see what was happening. And that's where I discovered that this particular bird could be an endangered and protected bird. In fact, I want to say to the people who put the ad out there and the people who's looking for the bird, if your bird is indeed a hyacinth macaw, it is a parrot that's native to Central and Eastern South America. Now, while generally easily recognized, because when I search hyacinth macaw, the image that came up is like the exact image of the bird in the flyer, it could be confused with the smaller Lear's macaw. That's L-E-A-R apostrophe S macaw. Habitat loss and the trapping of wild birds for the pet trade have taken a heavy toll on their population in the wild. So the species is classified as vulnerable on the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List. And it is protected on the by the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. Now, why did I say all of that? To remind you that before you post a picture of your bird on the internet, make sure it's not on the endangered list. And it's not illegal for you to possess that bird. Now, like I said, it could be the Lear's macaw, but it looked exactly like the hyacinth macaw. Please be careful, Bahamians. Please. Sometimes we mess up a solid vibe because we're not paying attention. Like, I had the opportunity to go to an event this weekend, and I decided not to go because technically I couldn't go. And while all the other people there could go, I knew that I couldn't go. And now, when I say I couldn't go, I could have gone, you know. I could have busted in the place. I could have had a good time. I could have gone home. I don't think it would have been a problem. But I knew that I wasn't supposed to be there. So I didn't go. And to be honest with you, I didn't put in enough due diligence to find out if an exemption was in place so I could go, right? But it wasn't until the last minute that I realized nobody gave me the was giving me the information, so I asked for it myself. And when I realized what the dynamic was, I pack up my little outfit, right? I take off all my little jewelries and decided to stay home because that was the right thing to do. Sometimes we got to just, you know, be a bit more responsible. Now, speaking specifically to this pandemic, a lot of us got to be a lot more responsible. A lot more responsible. It's easy for us to blame the government for the state that we're in. I mean, there's a lot of blame to be laid. But if we get right to the root of it, right? If we get right to the root of this vaccination issue, and we ask ourselves, why would the government go head first, dive right into this sort of single track strategy of vaccinations? Well, I can tell you why. Because we, the collective, cannot or refuse to discipline ourselves as a whole. That's right, we, the collective, refuse to do the work necessary to discipline the whole. Now, I'm not talking about discipline like how whenever you hear the prime minister say, my fellow Bahamians in residence, it feels like he's about to speak to his little 12-year-old child. That's not the type of discipline I mean. I mean the type of self-discipline, the discipline where you know how to do what you ought to do when you ought to do it. The discipline that adults are supposed to be practicing and modeling and displaying for younger Bahamians. See, I'm going to repeat again, my interest in this issue is a human rights perspective, right? I'm not here to tell you to take the vaccine or to not take the vaccine. I'm here to ensure that we adhere to the rules that have been set out for governance. And that is that citizens have rights and they are allowed to make choices about their bodies. And that we have to create a space for a civil, coherent discourse, discussion about the scope of our rights as individuals, the state's right, and the rights of the collective. I just want to point that out. That is my interest in this discussion. Let me take a pause here. I see I got a caller on the line and I got a number of texts. I'm going to read the text first and then we'll get to you, caller. First text says, the PM will say, fellow citizens and residents. That is saying you could put dollar on that. You could box that. Here is another text. The PM is also going to tell us, let me start at the beginning. Great show as usual. I have a serious question. Why do black people dislike or try to pull down black people? It's called colonialization and socialization in white supremacy. After hundreds of years of that type of socialization, it becomes natural. Now the text says, I know exactly what the PM will say tonight. He will say how his grandkids could practice social distancing and grown adults can't. He's also going to tell us the next half of the story of the Good Samaritan from the Samaritan's perspective. The PM is also going to tell us the vaccine out the COVID pandemic, but not out. Oh, the vaccinated are out of the COVID pandemic, but not out of the Delta pandemic. Another text, great show as usual. Question, why can't the citizens just social distance so we could out the pandemic before 2026? Because if we keep this up, PM Minutes will keep the emergency up until 2026. All right, let me get Arlington. Let's go to this caller quickly. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Erin Green, and good morning to your producer.
Good morning, sir. How you be?
Oh, I have been wonderful. I've been just spending 2 weeks while I'm watching the Great Olympic.
Awesome.
I want to congratulate my team.
Yes.
Shanae and Stephen did a wonderful job. They continue to make the behemoth proud. Also, the other set who came, the high jumper, and the hitter.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lady named, help me out with that. I forgot her name right now, but she's gonna be a great athlete in the hurdle.
Absolutely.
Remember her name right now?
No, I don't remember her name.
Yeah, but she's good. I want to congratulate her and her family, too. And so, it's wonderful. Olympic and also coming up the World Games. Can't wait for the World Games next year.
Absolutely.
Hopefully. But you know, Aaron, why we can't promote with this pandemic of the vaccine, why we can't promote to the vaccine and alternative in terms of what I promoted? I'm taking my zinc and building up my immune system. I've been back and forward throughout.
Yeah.
I haven't picked up corona so far, and there are evidence of that undoctored.
Well,
who's on? Hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
On Eyewitness News, the great doctor. I think her name, I can't remember her name right now, but she also come on with Clint Watson, also Dr. Beto, the Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the building up our system where we can always combat it. I mean, my grandmother grows up on the herbs.
Mm-hmm.
It's always season and what have you. So I am confident by faith I can walk anywhere and don't catch corona. Or go anywhere, not walk or be anywhere, I should say.
Now, look here, you know the medical community is going to be very upset.
I know, I heard them.
Yeah, yeah. And so...
But I got Dr. Sparkin, though. I mentioned two doctors, Dr. Beto.
Right.
I can't remember the lady name, but she thinks she has a Trinidadian, Barbadian accent.
Yeah.
And I like her. She's great. And she said the same thing.
Now you okay? I hear you. Now, but there is a responsibility that needs... Well, let me say this.
Are you trying to say those doctors don't have responsibility?
No, that's not what I'm going to say. Here's what I was going to say. What I was going to say is that all doctors practice medicine because it's a practice. But the most important thing is that results will vary from patient to patient.
Yeah.
So while I can accept you saying that you trust a long-term health system that you have used for yourself and you may have witnessed others use.
And doctors who have said...
Right, and doctors who have said...
Agree with the bunker, you know.
Right, and doctors who have said that there is value in the therapy that you have decided for yourself.
Yes.
We have to acknowledge that is not necessary. That therapy or treatment or system is not necessarily going to work for every patient.
I agree. And let me just say, I'm not saying for every patient.
Yeah.
Take the punk in the view.
Now,
what I'm saying for those who think like me.
Right.
What I'm trying to say, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Two areas should be promoted. I'm listening to the public relation. The public, in charge of that, in my opinion, doing a poor job. What needs to happen here? Two type of promotion. When some other countries are doing it. Caribbean countries are doing it. What I talk about. And the vaccine, if they want to take it.
Okay, so that's what you're saying.
Because the person who don't want to take it, they still need to build the immune system up.
Absolutely.
And they need to educate the they need to know that.
Listen, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, let me close with you. What the prime minister is going to say, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hoping that he's there for election.
Okay.
For January or February.
All right. Now,
have a good day.
Absolutely, thank you. Here's what I would like to see. I would like to see both the state as the holders of our tax money and a private investment partnership, right? We need to create an institute to research so that we can own the research into the value of the indigenous bush species in the Bahamas. What we do know is that plants are at the root of most medicines. But here's what we sort of miss, is that in this Western practice of medicine, there's like a one-size-fits-all application, which means then that they got to go into the lab and they got to find like the safest general application of the drug, which is different from Eastern modes of practicing medicine and different from indigenous modes of practicing medicine. So let me close this out with this. Because I spend a weekend drinking bush tea, Cerise, bay leaf, soursop leaf, right? Even put some aloe in it, some broadleaf thyme. Before you start a regimen of bush medicine, you got to talk to your doctor, especially if you have a pre-existing condition or if you're already on some other form of medication, right? Here's one of the reasons why people have vaccine hesitancy. For people who are already on existing medications or have existing conditions, where can they go to learn about the potential impact of the vaccination or the vaccine on their current medical regime, right? How will that impact my body with the other medicines I am already taking? That's one of the reasons. And since it's so difficult, I can be honest, you all know it's difficult to get in touch with anybody, including doctors, because they're so busy, right? This is one of the issues that people are having. So let me reiterate that. Bush medicine application is like an indigenous medical or therapeutic mode, which is different from a Western mode. So talk to your doctor, whether you're on medication or you're not on medication. Talk to your doctor regularly. Document what you experience when you take in the bush medicine. But at a larger scale, why haven't we invested in an institute to grow, to research bush medicine? Because I promise you, as far as I am concerned, one of the largest or most popular male stimulant drugs on the market was derived from bush found in the Bahamas, in Andrus. Let's go to another text. Good morning. Please don't say that. Hope I spelled your name right. Forgive me if I didn't. Not sure if it's open line. Please, what is the value on your home in order to pay property tax? I'm hoping that somebody from Department of Inland Revenue is listening and can tell me what is the minimum amount, what's the lower limit for property tax requirement to pay. And maybe when we take a break, I'll send a message to someone I know to find that answer. Another text. Good morning, Aaron and the Bahamas. The gold belongs here. Please forward me the number for the missing Hyacinth McCaw. Thanks. I can't forward it because they say they found it already. I mean, otherwise, I could forward it, but I already snitch on the radio. Do I need to snitch anymore? Another text. What will he say since he's taken up valuable oxygen from a planet in danger? I can see that you're not very pleased with the PM. I hope he says that after a year, he finally realizes tourists could carry COVID too and are a greater danger than bad behaving Bahamians because the variant's coming from them. And ain't no way he's going to allow any of them to come into our country untested, vaccinated or not. No 5 day after they get here, the minute they step on the plane. Okay. I agree that we have to have far better controls at the border. I've seen anecdotal reports of all kinds of violations happening at the airport. I say anecdotal because they come on the WhatsApps, right? But this was a given. This is a given. Like at this point, somebody should be fired. Because whether it's Bahamians or tourists coming in, it's people entering the country. And if we are going to be made as ordinary citizens to give up some of our rights to maintain the precious tourism bubble, the least you can do is use those resources wisely and protect us from the incoming threats. Another text. Aaron, stop being an FNM. It is the government's responsibility. How in the world 300,000 adults can take 2 shots of vaccines if the government only order 123,000? Let me show you something. You know, you could ask people around me. You know what I have a history of? Like if I in the car with you, right, and you driving, and I get a sense that you ain't making any sense on the road, I just get out. I get out and I walk where I have to go. In fact, when people see me, it's only recently I stopped wearing tennis everywhere I go, sneakers, running shoes. Why? Because I'm prepared to walk at any minute. I prepare to get out your car and make my way where I have to be if I feel like it is unsafe for me to be in your car. So, we surely not going to wait for the government to give us a solution. We are going to exercise common sense, spatial awareness, personal discipline, and self-control. And we are going to reduce the risk as much as possible. In fact, let me just share this with you quickly. I was at the bank on Friday, and I went into the ATM. When I came out the ATM, I'm walking back to my car. I'm walking down the walkway, right? The covered walkway. And I get to this point where there is a line of customers waiting to get in the bank. And there's a man who has set up his little Gnep stand right on the walkway, opposite the people who are standing up to go inside. And he's sorting his Gnep right there, right? And I realize that he's either clueless or careless. Like he can't care any less about it. The fact that he's blocking up the walkway at a time when we're supposed to be keeping at least 3 feet distance between the two of us. So when I approached him, I saw an older woman walking towards me. And I stopped so that she could make it through the more narrow gap. Before I didn't, we weren't forced to be too close to each other. This young girl just breezed right past us. Almost buck into me, almost buck into the older woman. And when I stopped and said to her, hey, could you pause for a minute? She looked at me like I was speaking a Martian and kept walking. Now, I could be honest with you. Why would the boy be trying to set up his Gnep to sell right there? Why would the young lady, how could she not see all of those people in that little space? But yet, I was expected to just jam up with them and enjoy it like the song say, pick up something and run with it, have party. What's wrong with you, Miss Green? Why you have an attitude? So yes, to a large degree, it is us, Texter. And there's lots we could do, small actions, to reduce the risk. Another text, morning, Miss Green, do you have Pumpkin Eater's contact? Need to speak with him. Pumpkin Eater, please call the producer, give him your contact, or I will give Pumpkin Eater your contact, Texter. That's a better idea. Another text says, walking, turning off air conditioned till December gas was $3.93. Yeah, I hope you all noticed that. The slow creep and crawl of gas going up and up and nobody saying anything. You still got to say something. That's important. You still have to say something. You have to address it. Yes, we all know that the chain supplies, everything is in a havoc. Prices are going up. You still have to address it, state, government. Another text. Bahamians have all kind of high blood pressure, diabetes, lung issues, etc. Yes, some are able to build their immune systems, but people who have never done it and neglected their bodies for 20 and 30 plus years will magically turn all of that around. I imagine that's a question mark there, Texter. Fit people and people who know their bodies can take natural stuff, but when you mix chemicals, it's a very dangerous thing. Aaron, whatever happened to the stem cell research facility? Couldn't we use that for research to investigate Bahamian genes? Also, the first world countries are not pressuring the companies to release the patents so that other nations can duplicate the vaccines. We are not really our brother's keeper, and the UN is just for show. Boy, Texter, there's a lot to get into in there. But yes, did Dorian completely destroy the manufacturing and industrial centers in Grand Bahama? Is there any facility available to begin this initiative? And the point about patents, it's very interesting. What I don't understand is this. If Governments across the globe have decided that the situation is so serious that it warrants restricting the most basic and fundamental rights of citizens across the globe. Why haven't those same governments determined that the situation is so serious it warrants restricting the rights of corporations and businesses across the globe that would result in patents being released so people can produce the vaccinations at a less expensive rate? And put that down there for a second. Arlington, let's go to the caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
Green.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to listen. You're always listening. You know, you had a colorful show the other day with Aaron Green and Aaron Brown, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but listen, Aaron, you know, I just wanted to touch, because the callers, I think Pumpkin was talking about plants, and Sparky was always calling it talking about plants, and we know that plants play an integral role in medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they always partnered in hiding it from us. So there's a plant in South America that actually, years ago, they discovered tricks the immune system to go against itself. I can't remember the name of the plant, but I could always do the research.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I wanted to mention. The Matrix M in the Novavax vaccine is actually, the Matrix M, it's an adjuvant. And it's used to give to prime the immune system, or to make the immune system have a more robust immune response, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the name of this plant that the Matrix M come from is called Caecilia saporina, but it's known as the Molina bark, right? And so it we don't know what other adjuvants they put in, like cholesterol, phospholipids, and the nanotechnology.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, India is the biggest producer of vaccines in the world. So back in March 25th, Novavax had warned the EU that they was having logistics problem. And one of the problems was they was having problem with filter bag shortages and the extract based on saponins from this
plant. Yeah.
All right? And so the fact that you're talking about patents, they don't want to release the patents. And the fact that hundreds of thousands of dosages DoD's pharmaceutical dispensaries were discarded because they expired and were used, and some third world countries haven't injected their first vaccine. This is why the chief of the WHO, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, said that first world countries should hold off on their third dosages. Now, they're administering the third dosages without proving the efficacy of the first and second dosages. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I keep saying the vaccine paradigm, they're going to vaccine us right into hell. Now, a lot of people out there, but anti-vaxxer, I had a good conversation with Dawn and the likes and Stephen Adams on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm not an anti-vax. You know, you have to know the technology. We have too much people commenting on the immune system, and they really haven't read up a data. It's just, it's really ridiculous what's going on out here. But the fact that the Matrix M comes from the Molina plant shows that what Sparky is saying, you have to we have to give credence and try to do our own research with our own local plants, because plants, all they extract, this is the jump they have on us with their knowledge.
Absolutely.
Right? Bless it.
Thank you. Right. And I'm gonna bring Dr. Ancelino Davis on to talk about an interesting panel that I watched, like a virtual panel that I was able to watch about decolonizing science.
If you'd like to make
right and one of those important things is attributing value where it should be, right? If you found, wherever you found a plant, that's where you attribute the value to. That's my music, Arlington. Oh, I left it a long time. Dear callers, my apologies. Hold on for a moment. When we get back from this break, I'm going to take up your calls. We got to pay the bills. Stay tuned to 96.9 FM Guardian Radio. We'll be right back.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The rock, the 2-4-2. The count depends on
like what you're hearing on the show, want to support the conversation, sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock of Erin Greene, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Greene on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is Monday, the 9th of August. I'm going to get right to this caller. Good morning. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Good morning, Erin.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Yes, this is Nick from Abaconim in Abaco, Bahamas. Good morning, Bahamas.
Good morning.
Erin, a great show as usual. I'd like to mention about the vaccine, how important it is to take it, but also other preventive measures like using the neem to keep your immune system strong. Also, my wife and I, Daphne, have been using the oil to coat the interior of our nostrils because that's where the virus enters. So why not go that extra yard as for prevention? We've been using it. We've been encouraging all our friends, all our customers to use it. And we have been getting results, and we have been endorsed by Dr. Bethel in Grand Bahama. And as for research, our farm is a certified organic farm, and we would welcome the University of the Bahamas to come and do research on our farm with our locally grown neem here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, I want to say, I'm going to say good morning to my friends. Bitterer is better, because that's the lesson, right?
That is.
The bitterer it is, the better it is for you. Because, go on.
And Erin, there's been over 3,000 studies on neem. 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we produce the highest quality in the world that we know of right now. We've proven that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so we want to contribute to our health care towards prevention.
Right.
There's no reason why children, senior citizens, all Bahamians cannot coat the interior of their nostrils when they get out and if they have to go into the grocery stores or the hardware stores, etc.
And this is a supplement because you're encouraging people to take the vaccine.
Absolutely. Why not? It's a personal choice. It's a personal choice. But on top of that, we know that the vaccines are not 100%, but they are important not to end up in the hospital. Our hospitals are under a strain as we talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can contribute, why not prevent people from getting into the hospitals?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. And you know, to that point, and to my texter from earlier, that is the point. We, the people, need to compel. We need to cause the whole to invest our resources in the things that are important and necessary for us. I see I have another caller on the line. Quickly, caller, you're on the clock.
Hey, Erin, good day. What's up, man?
Good morning. How you be?
Well, I'm great, man. I just went to take the vaccine just now, my 9:30 appointment. Listen, Ms. Green, you know something?
Mm-hmm.
I sit down and I talk to a senior nurse just now at Loyola Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize the ways of, when you weigh this out, the pros and the cons of this? Do you realize that you can still catch COVID with the vaccine, but you can still last a little bit longer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Miami, I asked the lady if I could take all two one time. Because everyone has their own theory.
Yeah.
But Ms. Green, I'm going to put it to you like this. I want to live. I want to live. I don't know how long God have me on this earth, but if I can do something to try to cause me to live a little bit longer, I can go beyond the conspiracy theory because it took me a while and I used to bash this thing, you know, that I call in your talk show, but mom, life got to go on. And, you know, with the vaccine, you can contract it like the lady said, but you have a better chance of living longer.
It reduces your risk of severe illness or death.
And
it's supposed
to like to say, Ms. Green, congratulate, you know, the ladies to the loyal holding the gentlemen to the door, I mean, excellent service. Because I'm a person who likes to bash the government, and you know that. But
yeah, man.
Excellent service this morning, and I told them, keep it up. I don't know if it's because of today, but for what I have seen and experienced today at Loyola Hall, excellent service. And keep up the good work, Ms. Green. You have a good one, sis.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Thank you. Here we go. Another person who has decided to take the vaccine, right? Here's, look here, to my Bahamian people. This is a test. This time is a test of our humanity. And it calls us to ask ourselves individually and collectively, what are we prepared to do to save the whole? What are we prepared to do to minimize the potential of our presence hurting other people? What are we prepared to do to find the balance of rights so that we all can live a life free of violence? This is a test of our humanity. And I can tell you, the wind is taking out my sail this weekend with the amount of commentary that I saw from vaccinated people and people who are upset with other people who are unvaccinated. And I want to say to y'all, God did not give y'all this good internet for y'all to be spreading them negative and bad vibes towards other people. I'm going to need y'all to practice empathy, spatial awareness, kindness, consideration. This is a test, but it's a test of our humanity and what we are prepared to do to ensure the continuation of the human race. In its fullness, not as enslaved people, not as beleaguered people, in our fullness. I see I got another caller on the line. Let's get to the caller quickly. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
I'm present. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. First thing, I am 70 years old, May 4th. I decided on my birthday every year I do my physical, annual physical.
Mm-hmm.
On my birthday, after I came from the doctor, doing all the tests where he sent me to the lab and everything, I decided I was going to the Big Jumper Church to get vaccine.
Uh-huh.
They ran out, so they sent me down to Kendall GLI. On May the 11th, I got my first vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
On June the 30th, I got my second vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Following the protocols, following the advice, the instructions of our leaders,
mm-hmm.
whether it be political or medical. Now, question, what is in the vaccine? What did they put in me? How do I know what's going to happen to me? I sit every day, and you watch, and most of us watch the WhatsApps, the international, different news stations, different scientists, different doctors, saying all kind of different things about the different vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody could tell me what they put in my arm on June the 30th and made it to the 11th. To this day, the Prime Minister, the Minister of Health, the medical people can't tell me what they put in my arm. They just told me they put down the radical vaccine that we imported from somewhere. What is it doing to me? What is inside my body? And what could possibly happen to me? So far, I've not had any side effects other than a little fever one day.
Good.
And that was basically it.
Good.
Since then, any other problem? Might have been too much Guinness or too much cigarette.
Now, see, you are bad control. You supposed to not drink and not smoke. And
I drink it responsibly. They tell me big signs out there say drink responsibly. But we ain't supposed to drink or smoke. Why are they importing so much tobacco in the country? Why we got a brewery here? Why we got a liquor merchant up on Dallas Street? Making all kind of liquor in the country, and why trailers and trucks come down?
Not everybody, just you, Sparky.
What?
Just you, for the purpose of the test.
I can't get in the Chinese bar to get my things. They got lines of people with masks on.
Yeah, and
it ain't only me one, because them people selling out of liquor.
And keep yourself safe.
Yeah, I do it responsibly. But you ain't answering me yet. What'd they put in my arm?
I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't done the full research, but I know you could... You could go and find it. You can go on, in particular, the U.S. has a very easily accessible system to find out what it is.
I can also go and Google and where people tell me don't take it.
I agree. But Come on, Sparky. Here's what to do.
I done got it, so I can't do nothing about it.
No, but here's what you can do, right? The first thing you do is you continue to monitor every day, right? What you're feeling in your body, how your body is responding, any adverse things, you document it and you give it to the Ministry of Health so that we could help them do what it is we want them to do. We want them to report about adverse illnesses and adverse responses. We have to report so that they could get the data, parse it, and give it back to us. Thank you, Sparky. That's another person who's taking the vaccine. And here's what I want to say to my anti-vaxxers and people who are concerned about vaccines, people who are hesitant about vaccines, and people who are actively opposing vaccines. You also need to practice empathy and spatial awareness and be mindful of the conversations that you're having. Because imagine how somebody feels who's taking the vaccine, listening to a whole bunch of people talk about, oh, you're going to die in 3 years, and oh, this can destroy your body. And like Sparky say, all he could do now is sit and assess, right? These moments are a test of our humanity. I've got some texts on the line. First text says, has anyone given you any data on persons who've taken the vaccine one or two doses and died? Our medical community is failing us. In all other countries, they are monitoring and reporting on these deaths with great care. Not to say that the vaccine caused the death, but to verify that it didn't. I've heard nobody speak to it. They're solely focused on pushing this experimental vaccine with absolutely zero control infrastructure to ensure they do no harm. I think that the healthcare system is just overwhelmed. We know that our staff, ain't nobody mad at no staff. They are just overwhelmed. We know that the systems are dysfunctional and insufficient. And we know that the resources are just inadequate and insufficient. Another text. Good morning, Aaron. Please send me your phone contact. Okay, I will definitely. Another text. Graphene oxide is in the vaccines, Aaron. I understand it is a trade secret. So how you found out? So they won't be eager to release the patents. The oxide is very harmful to humans. I cannot verify whether that is true or not. Another text. Aaron, many anti-vaxxers in our country will die. That's the reality. People believe in too much misinformation, foolishness. Common sense is not common. Here's what the reality is, Texter. Everybody gonna die. Everybody is going to die eventually. Right? And when we consider that, then we consider to what extent do people have the right to control how they die. Another text, but Aaron, if we believe, oh, it says, Aaron, that caller made the choice to get vaccinated out of fear. That's not how you should make decisions that can affect the rest of your life. But Aaron, if we believe it will kill people, shouldn't we tell people, be fair now, Aaron? Yes, if you believe something is going to kill you, yeah, you should tell them, but you still have to consider a whole bunch of things. First of all, you got to be sensitive. You're talking about life and death. Don't matter how we've been unsensitized and desensitized is the correct word, desensitized by media, by movies, right? By all the stimulation in the media. Don't mind that. We're still talking about life and death. And you think about it like this. How would you want somebody to talk to your mummy? Like, that's the rule. Before you say something, ask yourself, how would I react if somebody said this to my mummy? My mother, my ma. That's the way to do it. Arlington, I see there's a light flashing. See what they want to talk about, because I only got, oh, they're gone. I'm sorry about that, caller. We couldn't get to you in time. It has been a full show. We'll continue this conversation tomorrow. One of the most important things I pulled from this conversation is that while there is tons of blame to lay at the feet of the government, we the people are derelict in our duty. We should have already had a lab up and running, private sector supported with government funds, right? Doing research on local indigenous flora and fauna. That should have been done long time. Now, the fact that we had the Attorney General sort of laughing at us, talking about how the foreigners are making billions of dollars on our resources. See, that's why people just want to put it on the government. Because somebody knew. And they're not doing anything. So imagine if we could just take that step forward. I also wanted to talk about how we should celebrate these Olympic medalists, you know, these gold medalists, these bronze and silver medalists, and all the people who participate. We can continue that conversation tomorrow, too. But here's the connection. People are talking about cash and land, corporate Bahamas offering vacation packages in the midst of a housing crisis. Corporate Bahamas, please read the room a little bit, right? But wouldn't it be interesting if we invested in the sports discipline of the medalist and created an institute to support that sports discipline and to potentially give them a place to work post their athletic career? Anyway, just throwing that in the mix. In the midterm, you hear that music? That means pick up something and run with it. Today is your day to pick up a good idea. Pick up an idea and run with it. Don't let that idea be the mango in my neighbor yard, because my neighbor promised me that. That is not the idea promised to you. But pick up something and run with it today. Tomorrow, we're going to continue this conversation. You've been tuned into On the Clock with Erin Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. I'm going to leave you with this last text. Good morning. Please tell your listeners they can go to the World Health Organization website for all the information they need on the vaccine. Thank you very much, Texter. What a great way to end the show. Have a great day, Bahamas. Lee Van Miller and Unleash is coming up next. But rum say don't worry, because I am Superman. And you see all my haters, normally I duck you. But the way I drink me rum now, I want to tell you. He tell me pick up something, anything. Rum tell me to grab something, anything. I just want to pick up something, anything. Watch how I go.